today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Just a pint of strawberry wine, and hopefully we won't regret it in the morning. Greetings, everybody, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Lenahan, I'm going to welcome you to this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. I am putting some songs in the Perfect Pop Hall of Fame, and those songs are country songs. I was perusing the list, as I said yesterday, thought it lacked a little bit of country, and I know we have a lot of country listeners in our audience, so thought, what the heck, let's put a few in there that I really like. And one of these, the one I'm going to talk about today, I've actually had on a list for a couple months now to put in the Hall of Fame, and I want to do that. But before we do, just want to give you a little reminder about New Music from November. We are doing New Music from November 2025. The new music train is all polished up and ready to go for one last run in 2025. So you need to get your picks in by December 14th. I know it's the holiday season. I know you got a lot going on with buying your gifts and family and friends and all those things we do around the holiday season. So make some time to squeeze in your new music picks from November. I want to thank those who have already submitted some picks, and anybody else who is planning to do so, come on up. All right, folks, come on up. And don't forget your Song of the Year and Album of the Year from 2025. We'll be counting those down in January. Always a fun month. All right, folks, without further ado, the song I'm inducting in the Perfect Pop Pantheon today was released in the year 1996. So a little more recent than George Jones and Tammy Wynette. It is a song recorded by Deanna Carter. It was released on July 26th of 1996. It's her debut single that preceded her debut album. And the song became a number one hit on the Hot Country charts and on the Canadian country charts as well. And it's called Strawberry Wine. Now, this is a song I've had a lot of fun with playing on my radio show. And I'll tell you a little bit about how I came across it. I was not familiar with this song until last year, maybe the year before that. I'm not sure when exactly it was. But I was reading an article that was discussing the late, great singer-songwriter David Berman, who, of course, is best known for his work with the Silver Jews. And one of the musicians who had played and toured with the Silver Jews was discussing a playlist, a mixtape or a CD that David Berman liked to play when the group was driving from one concert to another. And it featured all these country songs. And on there were songs like Daydreams About Night Things, songs by Marty Robbins, Johnny Paycheck is on there a couple of times. There's Carter Family on there. There's some songs by Gary Stewart, Joe Eli. Little Jimmy Dickens does one. Saginaw, Michigan from Lester Frizzell is on there. So there's a whole bunch of really, really great songs. And on there also was Strawberry Wine by Deanna Carter. And I was listening to this playlist that I sort of cobbled together, you know, from the article. I was listening to songs, and eventually I was able to find it. And you can actually find it now if you search on the internet or on YouTube, I should say, David Berman's Greatest Country Hits. And there's 50 songs on there. And I think it may have been posted somewhere else. But anyway, all that to say, it was David Berman and his musical taste that led me toward Deanna Carter, Strawberry Wine. And I think it's a wonderful song. It's sentimental, of course, and bittersweet, like Strawberry Wine can be. But it's also about, apparently inspired by Boone's Farm Strawberry Wine Coolers, which must have been popular in the mid-90s with some folks. And the song itself was written by a songwriter called Matraca Berg and another songwriter called Gary Harrison. And it's an actually really interesting story that I dug up about the recording of this. I want to read it to you now, or paraphrase, essentially. This is a song that Berg and Harrison wrote. It just fell together. One of these songs that, you know, a lot of people talk about this songwriter-wise, where it just, like, the song was kind of there. It just came so easy, and we just put it all together. And Berg originally, who was a singer-songwriter herself, was going to record it, but at the time didn't have a record deal. And she shopped it around to different singers and record companies in Nashville. Trisha Yearwood heard it and passed on it. There was a bunch of record labels that passed on it because they considered it a little bit too long. The subject matter about a teenage girl and her first experience was a little bit dicey for some of them. And some of them basically said it wasn't quite catchy enough, you know. And I can understand that, certainly from a perspective of people who hear tons and tons of demos and songs. And Deanna Carter happened to hear the song when she went to a artist showcase, and Berg was performing there, and she didn't really have any new material that she's written, so she played Strawberry Wine. And Carter loved the song, got it, and recorded it for her debut album, which is titled Did I Shave My Legs for This, which was in the process of being put together. It was a slow process. And Berg later said, I'm so happy Deanna recorded that song. I was sad to let the song go, but she's just the coolest girl. And after all that, it was picked by Capitol Records to be the lead single. It came out in the late summer of 1996, a perfect summer song, as well as a perfect pop song, in my opinion. It's got this beautiful, bittersweet story that it tells, and the hook just kills you, man. When Deanna Carter goes into the chorus, there's just something about it that just melts your heart. So let's listen to a little bit of Strawberry Wine by Deanna Carter.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September.
All right, I love that song. I can't get enough. And this song actually gained a little further life during I do a radio program, for many of you may know that. It's called the Red Hot and Brewgram, and it comes on Mondays and Thursdays, for the most part, around 5 to 5:30, 6 p.m. Eastern time. If you put your internet towards suburbsradio.com during those times, you may catch me on there. Good friend and listener Carl Amferson and his wife Sharon often are listening, you know, occasionally, and Carl will text me with song suggestions, which I absolutely love. And sometimes we'll say, oh yeah, me and Sharon are just sitting out here with a bottle of wine, and that's my cue to fire up Strawberry Wine by Deanna Carter. I love any chance to play that. It's really fun to do that. And I think Carl's, it's starting to grow on him too. For that reason, for other reasons, and just for it being like a totally beautiful song, from, you know, not a period where I didn't listen to a whole lot of country music from the mid 90s, but this one, thanks to David Berman, really caught my ear. Just goes to show you what you miss sometimes, but it's a great song. And, you know, kind of an American classic in many ways. And I'm sure the experience is relatable to more than one person as well. So there we go. Deanna Carter, Strawberry Wine. And if you want a good mid-90s country album with some great singing on it, find Did I Shave My Legs for This, her debut album from 96. It has kind of become a classic itself. So, all right, we'll go out with a pinch more of Strawberry Wine. Just a pinch, just five fingers, just a pint of Strawberry Wine. And hopefully we won't regret it in the morning. And I'll be back soon, tomorrow perhaps, to add one more country song to the Perfect Pop Pantheon. And of course, if anybody out there has a country song they would like to put into the Perfect Pop Pantheon, please get in touch. You can find us on the social medias at Suburbs Pod, and you can always send an email to rock@suburbspod.com and attach a voice file if you'd like to create a little Perfect Pop episode. Would absolutely love that. So with that, here's Deanna Carter, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. David Berman's greatest country hits.